This is Reform Radio.
Yes, yes, beautiful people. Thank you for joining me this rainy, dark, cold Sunday evening. But thank you so much for taking this time to tune into my show. My name is Maka. I'm your host for tonight. And it's the last show of December 2024 even. This year has been a really good year for music. I'm not going to lie to you, I've really, really enjoyed the releases this year from some new artists that I found this year and some of my favourites. So today, it's just going to be a 2024 recap. I'm going to be playing my favourite from my favourite releases this year, and I hope you guys enjoy. I've got a range of different songs from a range of different artists, but just to name a few, we've got Orion Sun, Raven Lane, Ezra Collective, Sampa, Claro. It just goes on and on. Hiatus Coyote, Cruiser. It's been a good year, guys. But yeah, sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy the show. So this song, this amazing ethereal song playing right now is called Aurora by Chari Chari. Now, this wasn't released in 2024, but I came across it this year and I was just amazed and I just fell in love with this. It makes me so happy, this song, and I hope you guys feel that vibe too. It's gorgeous. It's actually beautiful.
This is Reform Radio. Radio.
So this piece that you're hearing playing right now is called Three Piece Suit by none other than Kokoroko and Ezekiel. Kokoroko, if you have listened to my show before, you will defo know about these guys. They are in a collective from London base. They're particularly like it's mainly like Afro fusion, jazz, high life type energy. And actually I saw them live literally last week Monday in New Century in Manchester, and they were awesome. They always are awesome. I've seen them a good couple times now, but this one is from their recent EP called Get the Message. Yeah, Get the Message. It's just a couple tracks that they've played, and I think it's meant to be part of like a bigger album. I don't know, but they dropped this a couple weeks ago, and it's just great. What do you guys think? And yeah, feat Ezekiel. When I saw them live, I was just standing and watching in awe of all the band members, all the instrumentalists. They are so insanely talented. You've got Johan on the keys, you've got the percussionist, you've got the trombone player, the bassist, the guitarist. You've got them all really, and they all just come together to create music like this, and 10 out of 10, cannot fault.
This is Reform Radio.
In search of something real. And I need mine to get me started. Something to get me started. Got to get me started. Give me baseline. Give me dollar wine. God gave me feet for dancing.
Girlies and guys, of course, what do you know about Ezra Collective? Personally, for me, this is a strong contender of track of the year. It is from Ezra Collective's most recent album called Dance Like No One's Watching, and it is honestly one of my favourite, might be the favourite release from them for me this from them for me this year, and this is just one that just I absolutely fell in love with. Ezra Collective feat. Yasmin Lacey. So those of you that don't know, get to know Ezra Collective. They're a collective from London, just like a bunch of brothers, not blood brothers, but like good friends that grew up together. They're all sick at music, and they came together and just started playing and creating this amazingness that we all get to enjoy. We actually don't deserve. I had the absolute pleasure of seeing them live a couple of weeks ago in Albert Hall. No, it's the O2 Apollo, not the O2 Apollo, the Apollo in Manchester, the one in Hardwick. And it was, I actually don't have words to describe. It was honestly my favourite, most favourite gig I've ever been to in my life. And I do be going to a lot of gigs, guys. So for me to say that about a gig must mean that it was amazing, and amazing it was. I went with my friend and we got there. We were standing so close to the front and we were just in the midst of it all. The energy that they brought to the dance floor, to the gig venue, was indescribable. It was so much fun. And they are honestly just doing amazing, amazing stuff, and they deserve it. They're very, very special. And what's crazy is it was a sold out show, and I couldn't get tickets literally up until the day before I found some. And I went to church the next day, and in church at the end, two other band members were just there at the back, and I was like, no way. So of course I spoke to them and I was like, I'm coming to see you guys later. But I was so gassed. They are truly just super cool, super great, and I love their music so much. Even the video, the music video from this song is just so wholesome and so creative. I love what they're doing. I love what they're bringing to the London and just music UK scene. So big ups, Ezra Collective. We're gonna slow it down a little bit and go on to one of my also a favorite of the year from the one and only Clairo. This song is called Juna.
Enough that I feel it on my skin, breathing in.
just think this is a really gorgeous song that I can imagine like being 70, 80 odd just listening to this when I'm really old. It's just really, really pretty, really wholesome, I find. And it's from her album that was released this year called Charm. Charm is a wonderful album, and Clara is a very talented girlie. She's actually coming to Manchester on tour next year, and I slacked and I didn't get a ticket, and I'm pretty sure it's sold out now, but we go again. We're gonna try and see Clara in concert, because I feel like that will be a real experience. But yeah guys, that was called Juna, so that was one of my favorites this year. When it first came out, best believe I was probably responsible for a lot of those streams that week, that month, that year even. Like, I'm waiting until Spotify Wrapped comes out, because I feel like that's definitely going to be very, very high up, because the way I was obsessed with that song, and still am. All right guys, let's keep it stepping. The next track I'm going to play is one of my fave discovery, because I didn't discover these guys have been about for a good couple of years now, but I feel like they're gaining more popularity. But these guys, I came across them this year. They're a band called Cruiser, and this one is called Lovers Rock.
Cause I've been staying up all night when I think of you, baby. Girl, I'm exhausted. Feels like I'm lost it. Cause I've been staying up all night when I think of you, baby. You want me often. I can't sleep, I'm tossing. I'm trying to be your lover. Trying to be your lover, not your friend. Put you so down, let me in. Wanna know, girl, I wanna know. Lord knows I ain't worth it, but Lord knows I deserve it. Don't that ain't perfect. No man on this earth is, but you counted me out so high. I tried.
So this is Lovers Rock by Cruiser. Just really, a really lovely melody, and that bass line is so addictive and so strong. It runs throughout the song. I love it so much.
This is Reform Radio.
Thank you.
This beauty singing right now is called Raven Lanae, and this song is called Love is Blind. We kind of have like a theme of love right now, but Love is Blind from her album Bird's Eye. This is honestly also in my top five albums this year. I feel like it's very, very, like really, really good work from Raven. Raven's always been like an amazing singer-songwriter, and she's been about for a minute, but Bird's Eye just struck a chord with me. And I saw her as well in November. I saw a fair few people in November, but I saw her at Gorilla, and she was just a breath of fresh air. She was awesome. And just the demographic of the people there was just so wholesome and so great to see. I know in Manchester, we don't have a lot. When you compare it to gigs that I go to London and Manchester, the diversity and just like the range of people is just not really the best. But in this gig with Raven Lanae, like all the alternative indie girlies were out, all the dreadlock babes. It was amazing, and it was so good to see. She killed it. She really killed it, and she's gonna go very far. Bird's Eye. If you haven't checked that out, go check it out, because it's great. It's great. Okay, we're almost halfway through the show. What the hell? It's actually going very, very fast. Just exactly how this year has gone, to be honest. Like it was January literally yesterday, and now it's December. Crazy. But let's keep it moving. We're gonna get onto some Samba. If you know, you know. This one is from a new release this year, Dancing Circles 2.0. What a strong start, first of all.
Shift between us. Shift. Madness, sit in my traffic outside in London, just waiting for you. Blackness, flickering flashes, looking at the ashes. Look up and you hear it from view. Talk about life, talk about children, look in your eyes. Talk about crimes, government lies like ain't nothing new. Had you trembling by the roadside, on the north side. Talk about movement, talk about how we missed the boot. Dancing, dancing. And how with your glow, dancing, come close, hold me so much so we both let go. Glancing, you know I love you though. Recollecting moments back in Mexico, dancing, come close, hold me so much so we both let go. Holla, break like a comma, breaking, chasing the dollar. I wanna be in love like summer, I wanna be in love like Donna. Pink hair, salmon, heartbeat, heartbeat like elephant. We were night creatures, running off adrenaline. It's been a little long time since we talked all night till the birds fly by. We talked about minds, we talked about the feedback it grew. Head on pirouette, spinning with your cigarette, spending night on the rep, spinning out all the stress. Spending nights with you, dancing, dancing, hand in hand with you, glow.
Dancing Circles 2.0 by Sampha. So Sampha dropped, he released an album called Lahai last year in 2023, and he dropped a further deluxe version with like a couple different edits of current songs, for example, on his OG album. It's called Dancing Circles. This one's called Dancing Circles 2.0. So it's like he's put a different spin on it. This one's more upbeat. And yeah, I was just looking through my photos just to double check whether I saw Sampha last year, this year, or this year. Turns out I saw him both years. But anyway, this year I saw him in Manchester and in London, and it was great. I can't believe that was this year. It feels like so long ago. But yeah, his album was dropped in 2023. That was one of my albums for the year, but I just thought I'd play this because this is like a newer song that was released this year. And yeah, I hope you guys really, really liked it, because I did too. Let's keep it stepping. I'm just thinking what I should play next. What kind of vibe are we going for? Okay, this one song, when I first listened to it, I was like, what is this cool, amazing, fun song? It's called Beauty Inside by Izko and P-Wavy. I think I've actually played it a fair few times, but heck, let me play it again.
You can listen back to all our shows on reformradio.co.uk.
Take your time with the rush. After the longer route, I'm a Disney crowd, so let's just take our time. I see the beauty inside, can't let the fear take control. See how the story unfold, but you're not change your style. If a man won't bother, tell them burn their father. Can we not get what they say? We still do it our way. Our way. Take your time, take your time. Energy so precious, yeah. You run so gracious, whoa, whoa. Smile so contagious. There ain't no perfect timing, no. Take your time with the rush. After the longer route, I'm a Disney crowd, so let's just take our time. I see the beauty inside, can't let the fear take control. See how the story unfold, but you're not change your style. If a man won't bother, tell them burn their father. Can we not get what they say? We still do it our way. Take your time, take your time.
This is Reform Radio.
Don't think I ran away. one thing is that you're gonna always be high.
This one was called Hi by Georgia Smith. I really, really love this release by her this year. I think it's really great that we're getting Georgia Smith back. And I really just, I enjoyed the song a lot when it first came out. Like I played it on all my sets. It's upbeat. It's feel good. Like you actually can't go wrong. So that one was called Hi. We're going to get onto some Shay Universe. This is from her album called Love's Letter. And this one's called What's Love?
What's love if you ain't speaking from the heart? Empty promises you should have never started, babe. Now I'm gonna have to love you from afar. Some days they feel the hardest. I'm willing to lose everything to find myself. If that would help me overcome the feeling stuck inside myself. Your love would tempt me, but left me empty.
Thought you were an angel.
Oh no, oh no, oh no. No one's gonna love me. No one's gonna love me like I do. It's true. Put my light up in the sky. Cause I love myself enough to take a flight. Free it up as I discover new horizons. Now I'm gonna have to love you from afar. Those days best left behind us. I'm willing to lose everything to find myself. If that would help me overcome the feeling stuck inside myself.
So, Shay Universe, she's London, she's from London, UK's very own R&B girly. She is killing it. She had a Tiny Desk concert, actually, I think this year as well. And just to be on the same stage and same platform of some of the great singers of the generation, for her to share that stage just shows like how much of a talent she actually is. She's brilliant, really, really brilliant. And if you didn't know, get to know, because I'm a latecomer to her, which I regret every single day, but better late than never, because I'm just enjoying her music here and now. We're going to keep it stepping now and play some Layla! Exclamation mark. So like, Layla, flyer than you.
You can listen back to all our shows on reformradio.co.uk.
Cause me
So this song is called Flyer Than You by Layla. So Layla is, she's 18 years old and she's a singer, songwriter and producer from Brooklyn, New York. Everything that you're hearing right now, all her songs, she made literally in her bedroom. So this song is from her album or EP called Gap Year. And I really, really love this project. She had a Colours performance and I was reading the comments and a lot of people were just like slating her, saying her vocals weren't great, etc, etc. And I was like, yo, she's not going to be perfect. She's 18. It's not meant to be perfect. That's not the whole point of music. It's about authenticity. I actually practiced saying that word before I turned the mic on. I still messed it up. Authenticity. I think she's really authentic and just like her style of singing and what she brings to the song. I really enjoyed it. So I don't know about you. Let me know what you guys think, because I think she's really talented. And fun fact as well, she's Mos Def's daughter, which I didn't realize. And it's like they... obviously they're related, but like she's just doing this on her own. I'm sure she probably has had some help from her dad, but that's naturally what parents do. But I feel like she's gonna go far. She's very talented, and Gap Year I really, really loved as one of my top projects of 2024. I've only got about like 16-17 minutes left on the show, guys. Thank you all so much for sticking with me. I hope you have enjoyed these songs and the songs that I'm saying. If you're liking the sound of any, go on Spotify, Apple Music and go and check it out. I love putting people on. That is what I'm here for. Yeah, let's keep it moving. Let's get upbeat a little bit. This one is called Honor Me by Odile.
Baby, oh, she don't run away with Honor Me. No, my lead don't find a will. And I'm drop out with my baby. And I won't drop out, but I don't. Go, yo. My muscle run down for your body, yo. Naja, with this out, I come, yo. My type is the perfect combo, yo. Kilo, fe, mo, yo. Kilo, se, para, to your body, yo. You know, why like by me, yo. Can't take it so much on me, yo. Then you give me pressure, that's why I treasure. I see success, that's why I'm obsessed. Your wine is my leisure, my only treasure. Without you I'm lonely, that's why I gotta leave you alone. That's why I treasure.
On May, the song is called Honor May by Odile, who is an artist. I'm pretty sure I'm going to say he's Nigerian. If not, then I'm going to be very embarrassed. But he is an African artist, but I think he's based in the UK. But yeah, this is from his EP called Sundays at Zoe's, and I really enjoyed this release. He's obviously very talented, and he's gone down like the Afrobeat Rue, and I know I've been hearing a lot from him this year, and yeah, he's gonna go far. The people love him. He came to Manchester this month and I didn't actually get to see him, but I feel like he'd be very, very great live. And literally all the videos and every song is like about women, so probably they inspire him to write music, who knows. But yeah, that one was called Anime. Now we're gonna slow it down a bit to end up the show. I've literally got a list of all the songs that I want to play because they literally influenced me in some kind of way this year. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to play them all, but I should probably stop talking and play. But the next song is called Waiting in Vain by Jordan Ward. It is, let me play it now actually, it is a, what's it called, a cover of a Bob Marley song. And I think it was like released in conjunction with, I think there was like a biopic, a Bob Marley biopic that was released this year. I'm not sure. But anyway, this song, oh my God, does something to me. It's so beautiful. I'm going to let you guys enjoy.
I don't want to wait in vain for your love. I don't want to wait in vain.
Just stunning, guys. I actually just can't. I can't. When this song came out, I played it in a healthy amount of times. Jordan Ward, I really love as an artist. I saw him at Yusuf Days Festival in London. The energy that he brings is just great. He's a funny guy. But then he's so, like, he can range from... He has a very good range. Like, he has vocals and he can sing like this, but he can also, like, rap and songwrite and perform, and his stage presence is wicked. It's amazing. But this song, I just think is so gorgeous. The bit in the middle when the strings come in, chef's kiss. Like, music is incredible. But yeah, guys, we've got 9 minutes left on the show, and of course I couldn't play my favourite of 2024 without playing my guy McGee. This song is called You Got It. I'm not gonna have time to get into how much this album and the song has meant to me this year. McGee, that's what I'm gonna say. Two Star and the Dream Police release this year. What an album, contender for album of the year for me as well. He dropped this album and he's been on tour. I saw him in London and that was an experience in itself. If you listen to my show in November, you'll hear me yap and talk about how great that show was. But yeah, that is McGee for you, and that one was called You Got It. Just like so nostalgic, and I don't know, it just strikes a kind of chord in me. Do you know when you're just trying to describe to someone how like music feels or how like good a song is, but you actually just can't put it into words? That is essentially what it is for that song for me. But yeah, we're going to play some Orion song next. This song is called Sick, and this is also one of my favorite albums of this year. I know I've been chatting about so many favorite albums, but just to wrap it all up, let me say a couple of my top. So this one, Orion by Orion Sun. We've got Ezra Collective, Dance Like No One's Watching. We've got Raven Lanay, Bird's Eye. We've got Charm by Claro. We've got Make Friends by Hiatus Coyote. Two Star and the Dream Police by McGee. And I would say those are actually probably my faves. Gap Year as well by Layla. I feel like I've Love's Letter by Sheer Universe. I feel like I've defo missed quite a few, but I feel like we've been blessed with so much music this year. And I hope you guys feel that too. I'm going to let this song play and then we're going to get into one stunning one to end. Sick by Orion Sun. Visit This song is called Sick. I've said it about a billion times, but by Orion Sun, who is also an amazing artist who I literally yesterday or the day before bought tickets to see her next year or see them next year. I'm very excited because this album for me as well, just amazing work. I've been listening to it. I feel like it's one of those albums that'll stick with me for a long time. Like I'll be listening to it for years and years to come. And that's what I like about albums, just like the longevity of them. Will they withstand changes in music, changes in scenes, etc.? I feel like this album definitely will. It's a great, great welcome back by Orion Sun, because they were gone for a while and now they're back, and I'm very, very happy about that.
Will soon be gone. This is Reform Radio.
Yes, yes, guys, we are on to like the last 2 and a bit minutes of the show. I am going to get all emotional and soppy now, but I want to thank you guys so much for just riding with me, sticking with me throughout this year. It always is just like a pleasure and a privilege to have a platform like this that I'm able to use every month to play music that I love, music that I feel like you guys should love, or just like just share music with the world. I definitely don't take it for granted. Every month I get to do this and I'm always so grateful. I'm going to end on this song called Everybody by Ezra Collective, because it really struck a chord with me when I first heard it, and it's from the album Dance No One's Watching. Like I said, one of my tops of the year. I hope you guys have had a good year, and even if you hadn't, don't worry, we've got another year coming and hopefully it'll be better than that. Thank you so much for sticking with me. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you're only catching it a bit now and you haven't had the chance to listen, or you want to listen back to any of my old shows, don't worry, they're all on Mixcloud, and you can listen back. So yes, happy Christmas, Merry New Year. I've done that wrong. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, have a blessed one, guys. God bless.
This is Reform Radio. Radio.